to see one of you fellas for some pruno. But you got this stranger wrong. He ain't colored. He's 100% greaseball from down La Cucaracha way. Foley looking at the three hard-ons and saying, cha-cha-cha. Later on, when they were outside, the Cuban stopped Foley.
You call me a greaseball to my face?
This little bit of a guy acting tough. Where you been? Foley said. You get stuck with the white power ding-dongs, the best thing is to sound as dumb as they are, and they'll think you're funny. You heard them laugh, didn't you? And they don't laugh much. It's against their code of behavior. This was how Foley and Kundo hooked up at Glades. Kundo said Foley was the only white guy in the joint he could talk to. Foley, a name among all the grunge here, and knew how to jail. Stay out of other people's business. Kundo's favorite part of the day was walking the yard with Foley, a couple of road dogs in tailored prison blues, and tell stories about himself. How he went to prison in Cuba for shooting a Russian guy, took his suitcase and sold his clothes, his shoes, all of it way too big for him. Came here during the time of the boat lift from Mariel, 27 years ago, man, when Fidel opened the prisons and sent all the bad dudes to La Yuma, what he called the United States, for their vacation. How he got into different hustles. Didn't care for armed robbery. Liked boosting cars at night off a dealer's lot. He danced go-go in gay bars as the Cat Prince. Wore a leopard print jockstrap, cat whiskers painted on his face. But scored way bigger tips ladies' night at clubs. The ladies stuffing his jock with bills.
Here is this middle-aged mama with big tetas. She said to me, come to my house Saturday. My husband is all day at his golf club. She say to me, I give you 10 $100 bills and eat you alive.
Man, and how he was shot 3 times from his chest to his belly and came so close to dying he saw the dazzle of gold light you hear about when you're approaching heaven, right there. But the emergency guys see he's still breathing, blood coming out of his mouth, his heart still working, man, and they deliver him alive to Jackson Memorial, where he was in a coma 34 days, woke up, and faked it a few more days, listening to Latina voices, the nurse helpers talking about him. He learned he was missing 5 inches of his colon, but healed, sewed up, good as new. When he opened his eyes, he noticed the mozo mopping the floor wore a tattoo on his hand, an eye drawn at the base of his thumb and index finger, a kind of eye he remembered from Combinado del Este, the prison by Havana. He said to the mozo,
we both Marielitos, huh? Get me out of here, my brother, and I make you rich.
Foley said, you thought you'd be cuffed to the bed.
Maybe I was at first, I don't know. I was into some shit at the time. Didn't work out.
A cop shot you?
No, was a guy, a picture taker in South Beach, before it became the famous South Beach. Before that, he was a Secret Service guy, but quit to take pictures. One he did. A guy being thrown off I-95 from the overpass, man, down to the street, the guy in the air. Joe La Brava sold to a magazine and became famous.
Why'd he shoot you?
Man, I was going to shoot him. I know him, he's a good guy, but I was not going to prison for a deal this woman talked me into doing with this dumbbell hillbilly rent-a-cop. I didn't tell you about it. I pull a gun, and this guy who used to be in the Secret Service beats me to the draw. Puts 3 bullets in me, right here, man, like buttons. I should be dead.
Kundo grinning now.
But here I am, huh? I'm in good shape. I weigh the same now as the day I left Cuba. Try to guess how much.
He was about 5'4", not yet 50, but close to it. His dyed hair always slicked back in a ponytail. 130, Foley said.
128. You know how I keep my weight? I don't eat that fucking macaroni and cheese they give us. I always watch what I eat. Even when I was in Hollywood, going out every night, is where I went when the mozo got me out of the hospital to L.A., man, see a friend of mine. You understand? This was the time of cocaine out there. All I had to do was hook up with a guy I know from Miami. Soon I'm taking care of cool dudes in the picture business, actors, directors. I was like them. I partied with them. I was famous out there.
Foley said, till you got busted.
There was a snitch. Always. Even in Hollywood.
One of your movie buddies.
I believe a major star, but they don't tell me who the snitch is. The magistrate said a $2 million...